Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. And, you know, we talk about having some extra days off for guys to rest or get in a little extra practice time. At this point in the season, when you're in the grind of the conference schedule, is that a good thing not to have a midweek game this week?
Well, I think so. I think it's good to have a little bit of a break and have an opportunity to catch your breath and maybe work on some things and get better and hopefully freshen up legs and things like that. So hopefully this comes at a good time for us.
Did you ever think a Vandy Florida game would be 61-58? I mean, that's pretty low scoring for you guys.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it would be a lot more high scoring than that. And although I thought it would be a close, difficult game, it never really turns out like you think it's going to, I don't think. But fortunately, we were able to hang on and get a W.
What does it say about your team? You can go a few minutes at the end of the game without making a field goal and hit your free throws and win the thing against a tough opponent like that.
Well, I think that we've gotten to the point to where we can win games with our defense, which you need to be able to do. I think early in the season, we were outscoring people, which is a lot of fun. But you know as a coach that there's going to come a time where you're going to have to win games in other fashions. And I think against Florida, we were able to win the game because our defense was really good. And that was pleasing to me because obviously as we go down the stretch here and try to accomplish the things that we're hoping to accomplish, we're going to have to be able to win games in more than one way.
Kevin, speaking of defense, what did you call in the final seconds that seemed to confuse Nick Calathes and Jay Lucas to the point where they committed that over and back violation?
Well, that was our special voodoo defense we called it. We just sort of said, hey, listen, if we do this, then maybe they'll get crossed up. And now that was just an unbelievably fortunate thing for us to have happen, and unfortunate for them. And just a wire got crossed between those two guys. And silly things happen in a basketball game sometimes.
Did you think when Billy Donovan wouldn't give the ball back to the refs, hey, he's stealing my act?
No. I thought he was probably mad, like I was when we turned it over. So I didn't think anything like that.
Were you surprised that they called the technical on Walter Hodge when he chest bumped AJ Ogilvy?
I was happy, not really, because it's
because they don't always make the call there like that.
No, they don't, and that's kind of a point of emphasis is to not let that kind of stuff go on. So I was pleased that they did, and although I hope that we would not do the same kind of thing, I would be pleased if they called it on us if we did the same thing. I'm all for eliminating all unsporting behavior.
Kevin, one of the great things that you and your staff have done this year is make the other complimentary players understand their roles. And Red Gordon, I know at times, has exasperated you with his shot selection, but he has really become a really terrific on-the-ball defender. Talk about his contribution, especially over the last four or five games.
Well, I think that one of the reasons for our surge here, Mark, is the defensive play of both Red and Jermaine Beal. I think both of those guys have gotten a lot better defensively, and that has really helped our defense. And so, we're doing a better job of taking good shots, and there's always a fine line there as a coach in terms of what you want your team to do and not do, and you want them to be aggressive, and as Kevin Pritchard, the general manager of the Portland Trailblazers, used to say when he played for us at Kansas, you don't want to play with one eye on the goal and one eye on the bench, and so you want them to be aggressive and the like, and at the same time you want guys to take good shots. Red has started to take better shots. Our team has started to take better shots, and as a result, we have fewer empty possessions. We have fewer transition baskets scored against us because of careless play, and again, we're also taking better care of the ball. So there's a lot of things going into helping our defense, but Alex has been his steady play over the last four or five games has been a real key for us.
Kevin Stallings, Vanderbilt basketball coach, is our guest. You talk about taking and making shots. Are you amazed at these field goal percentages that Shane Foster is putting up? 50% overall and 45% from three. When you make 98 out of 216 from long distance, that's pretty strong. And to be over 50% overall, you got to really shake your head at some of these numbers he's putting up this year.
Well, I shake my head at him all the time, and it's interesting because I get upset with him when he misses, and that's kind of crazy. It shows you what a dumb coach I am. But anyway, he just after a while he gets you. He makes you think that he's going to make every shot, and then when he doesn't, you look at him like, why didn't you make that one? So he's kind of raised everybody's expectations, and for good reason, because he's been a great player for us, and I know he'll continue to be great down the stretch here.
You faced Georgia on Saturday. I'm sure you've already looked at the tape. Sundi Adegaines just had an unbelievable game against Tennessee. His shooting range at times was unbelievable, but he really did it all. He dished, he defended. You know, he's really one of the premier players in the league that really doesn't get talked about a lot.
Well, he's a great all-around player, and he does everything well. He defends well. He rebounds great for a guard. He scores. He's so physical for a guy at the point guard position. And as good as he was against Tennessee, he was even better against Florida. He had 32 against Florida. So he's since we've played them, he's absolutely played up a storm and played great for them. So we're going to have our hands full with him. He's a very difficult guard and a tough guy to match up with.
Kevin said, Saturday, of course, the game a lot of people are talking about, everybody's talking about, is Memphis and Tennessee 1-2, and ESPN is going to be there. And they're going to bring up the fact that the state of Tennessee is having an unbelievable year in basketball, and your program obviously included in that category, all the way up to 16th in the rankings, and as we like to say, rising with a bullet. But how much does the success of a Memphis and a Tennessee affect your program and just the way that you guys do business?
Honestly, I don't think that their success affects us that much, and I don't think that our success affects them that much. I think that what you have is, in a way, it's coincidental, but in a way, it's probably not. Three programs that are probably riding, maybe not as high as they've ever ridden, but close to, and certainly as high as they've ever gone at the same time. Obviously, I think it's a great thing for basketball in this state, I'm certainly glad that we're talking about three teams being up there and highly nationally ranked, and not just two. I'm glad our fans are getting to experience the pleasure and some joy out of the success of what's going on in this state, but it certainly is. Sort of an uncanny thing to have three programs that are that highly ranked in one state.
A 5-game winning streak for Vanderbilt. Georgia is next. Coach Kevin Stallings has been our guest, and appreciate your time. Congratulations and good luck Saturday.
All right, guys. Thank you.